Señora
President,
Excelencia,
High Commissioner, distinguished delegates, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor for me to be able to address you in this important forum at a critical juncture for our country and indeed for our region. Under the leadership of President Xiomara Castro, the first female president in the history of Honduras, today we can underpin with proof our commitment to achieving a paradigm shift in our country in the fields of human rights, social justice, and the dignity of all persons, with a particular emphasis on vulnerable groups. President Castro took over the reins of power in a turbulent time, characterized by historical challenges which include poverty, inequality, violence, and the effects of climate change inter alia. Her mandate has focused on reversing these structural problems and building a fairer and more equitable Honduras. One core pillar of her government and her governance style has been the strengthening of the social protection and welfare system within the country, with particular attention paid to migrants, refugees, and internally displaced persons who historically have faced major barriers when it comes to accessing their rights.
As a member of the Regional Comprehensive Framework, MERPS, Honduras is part of an important joint effort by the countries of Central America and Mexico to address the causes and the consequences of forced displacement in our region. Offering a comprehensive response to migration flows and protection of the rights of those who have to flee their homes. President Castro's administration has prioritized improving conditions for access to legal documentation and mechanisms that ensure registration of births for all children, including the children of migrants and refugees. Our constitution recognizes the principle of nationality acquisition via jus solis, in other words, for children born in our territory, which is a solution and a prevention of the problem of statelessness. We're also a signatory to the Convention on Statelessness of 1954. We espouse the goals established by the global campaign to end statelessness, and in particular, we commend the recent launch of the I Belong campaign. Our President Castro has made empowerment of women and protection of the most vulnerable groups a priority of her government. We have made significant progress in combating trafficking in persons and illegal trafficking in migrants. These are two crimes which disproportionately affect women and girls. Honduras has strengthened its legal framework and implemented policies that not only punish the perpetrators, but also provide support to victims, giving them access to health, psychological, and legal services.
Este enfoque también se extiende a los niños.
This also extends to children and young persons who are the future of our nation. We have increased investment in education and implemented specific programs to support children and young people who are vulnerable. Migration, both nationally and that involves transit countries, is a major challenge for our country. We cannot address this in isolation, and we point therefore to the importance of a coordinated regional response. Under the MERPS, and with HCR's support, Honduras is working to improve living conditions within our country, seeking local, sustainable solutions for displaced persons. We have made progress in creating policies for inclusion and integration so that migrants and refugees have access to sustainable livelihoods and contribute to community development. President Castro has also implemented measures to improve international protection mechanisms and ensure that those seeking asylum in our country receive fair and dignified treatment in keeping with international law. We reiterate our commitment to the most inclusive local and national measures. The challenges are significant, but we take this opportunity to express our commitment and reiterate our readiness to be part of building sustainable, innovatory, effective solutions based on local context and on protection of human dignity.